William Morrow and Harper Audio present So This Is Christmas, a novel by Jenny Holiday, performed by Cynthia Farrell. For L, who imagined Mr. Benz and believed in him before I did. Chapter 1. 31 days until Christmas. As usual, the last thing that went in the suitcase was the Post-it. Change is the essential process of all existence, Mr. Spock. Kara plucked it off the mirror in her bedroom and set it on top of her toiletry bag. She wasn't sure why she always just laid it on top of everything when the rest of her stuff was so meticulously packed, clothing and shoes and notebooks nestled together as snugly as a game of Tetris. She supposed it was because she liked opening her suitcase at the other end of her trip in a hotel room in Milwaukee or Madrid or Miami, and having it be the first thing she saw. But one of these days, an overly aggressive TSA agent was going to select her for a random screening, and the Post-it would get lost in the shuffle. Which would be fine. It was just a thing, a visual representation of a sentiment that existed independently of its depiction. She could write those words on a new Post-it any time. It wasn't even sticky anymore. It had to be inserted into the mirror's frame to stay up, and the ink was faded. She'd thought over the years about going over it with a Sharpie, but she kind of liked the way the emerald ink she'd used as an 18-year-old had faded to a dental office mint. It reminded her how far she had come, how much she had changed, and therefore by definition that she was still here, not only not dead, but thriving, getting closer and closer to her goals. A glance at her phone informed her that her Uber was 10 minutes away. Time to get the big goodbye over with. She checked her last-minute essentials list against the contents of her shoulder bag: passport, phone, computer, chargers, briefing binder, Sudoku book. Steeling herself, she took a quick look at her reflection in the mirror that hung by her bedroom door. She couldn't look like she'd been crying. And she hadn't been, really. If a few tears had escaped while she was showering, it was because she was overtired. A mechanical response to exhaustion. "You've never had to travel over Thanksgiving," her mom said as Kara clattered down the rickety stairs from her attic bedroom to the kitchen. It was 4 in the morning, and Kara had half hoped her parents would not be up. But of course they were. They always got up to see her off. Especially today, the day Kara left for a trip that would cause her to miss Thanksgiving. Kara traveled more days than not in any given year, but she always made sure she was home for Thanksgiving, the holiest of holidays in her family, which was funny because they were Catholic. Which meant there were many other literal holy days, Christmas, Easter, one would think would be a bigger deal. One would be wrong. "For what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful." That was said every day in the Delaney household, and it was meant every day, but never more than on Thanksgiving. Mom was wearing her sad face because her mother loved her, Kara reminded herself, and was disappointed that she'd be away for the holiday. Though maybe disappointed was too anemic a word, judging by the tears that had been shed when she announced 2 days ago that she'd have to be gone. "The person who was supposed to go broke a hip," Kara said for the 10th time, willing her voice to remain even. Kara had a tendency to soak up her mother's emotions, just like the secondhand smoke she used to inhale back in her mom's smoking days.
"I know, I've been praying for him. I just don't understand why you have..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?